Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 29th, 2009. I am your host, Adam Paulus, here with you as always to tell you about movies and toys and other fun stuff. If you're joining us relatively recently, we now have 3 weekly episodes. This one with movies and toys and possibly television news. Another one that focuses just on video game stuff. And finally, the Toy of the Week podcast. So you can grab as many or as few as you'd like, and since they're short, I suggest you get them all, because really, why not? Anyway, let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian was number 1 with $70.1 million, Terminator Salvation was number 2 with $59.1 million, Star Trek was number 3 with $29.4 million, more on Star Trek in a second, Angels and Demons, $27.4, and Dance Flick, $12.6. This week, your new movies are Up and Drag Me to Hell, both in wide release and getting great reviews. In limited release this week, What Goes Up, Pressure Cooker, Pontypool, and Offshore. Observe and Report is expanding again, so if you missed it the first time, you can give it another shot. We haven't seen it yet, but I hear good things. Star Trek has just bested Monsters vs. Aliens as the number one movie of 2009 so far. It has made over $195 million. Pictures from the Twilight sequel are starting to make the rounds on the internet. Not that we particularly care, but it's there if you want them. Rumor has it that Alien will be getting an origin story or a reboot, and that Ridley Scott may be on board. We read this piece of information on bloody-disgusting.com, which is a horror movie info site, and you might be interested in such things. The new Simon Pegg and Nick Frost movie is also going to have Seth Rogen, Jason Bateman, Bill Hader, Kristen Wiig, and Jane Lynch. It sounds too good to be true. JoeBlow.com has pictures from the new Nightmare on Elm Street remake, complete with the new Freddy Krueger, which I didn't get a very good look at, but he does have a striped sweater, and it looks like he's got the hat and probably a glove. The Superman-Batman Public Enemies trailer is out now. I was sent the URL, but didn't watch it yet because I'm a bad fanboy, but I am told by everyone that it's fantastic, so you might want to check that out. Finally, Star Trek The Animated Series DVD is on sale at Walmart for $15, which is pretty cheap if you haven't seen it yet. I picked it up over the weekend, watched the first disc so far, and despite limited animation, it's a lot of fun. Toy news. Strawberry Shortcake. Hasbro is actually now finally relaunching Strawberry Shortcake with an extensive reboot with lots of new characters with names that will either make great desserts or iffy stripper names, like Blueberry Muffin. Could be a stripper name, I don't know. Products include new PVC figures, plush dolls, doll dolls, plush, and a car. Did she have a car before? Well, she does now. Flash Gordon. Biff Bang Pow is making 3 exclusive Entertainment Earth variant figures for Comic-Con. Deathseeing Clytus, a white version of Dale, and a battle-damaged Baron will each be available for just under $20. I do not know if I have authorization to release the edition sizes, but when I say limited edition, these are really limited figures. Californication. Biff Bang Pow has a license for Californication, featuring Fox Mulder as Hank Moody. The first product should be out around November, and there are no pictures yet for this bobblehead. In random toy news, Toys R Us has purchased FAO Schwartz. In case you were wondering, FAO Schwartz had 2 retail locations, one website, and 1 catalog business. And I haven't seen a catalog from them in years, so congratulations, Toys R Us. Transformers. BotCon is this weekend. Actually, it's going on as I speak. And the new toys for Revenge of the Fallen are going on sale right about now. In addition to the Robots in Disguise, there's also going to be a licensed Transformers Jenga out of Hasbro. Also announced, sort of, more leaked, was a new Transformer toy named Ejector, which is the first ever Transformers toy toaster oven. It's a little toaster, turns into a robot, it's got a weird ugly face, but you know what? I gotta get a Transformers toaster. Playmobil fans, if you're in Germany, there's a Playmobil magazine. I have no idea how to get it in the US, so if you do, let me know, because it includes a free exclusive figure of a dinosaur expedition guy with a Triceratops skull. Pretty neat. Final Fantasy. Diamond Select Toys is importing some great figures. I'm particularly jazzed for the Final Fantasy IX Vivi. They're also making Garnet and Zidane or Zidane or whatever the hell his name is. They're also doing mini monster plush keychains. So that's pretty sweet if you want another Cactrot. Galgo 13. If you like Duke Togo, they're making a Figma figure. It looks pretty great. I'm excited because I read some of the Golgo 13 comics when I was 10. But sweet stuff, I gotta say. Very exciting.
New at Entertainment Earth.
Get your free shipping on while you can at entertainmentearth.com. If you order enough stuff of in-stock merchandise, check website for details, you won't have to pay for shipping. We'll send it to you for free. It just has to be in stock and available on entertainmentearth.com. Easy. Don't forget to check out exciting new additions to the website, including Strawberry Shortcake, Buffy the Vampire Slayer comic books, Big Ben puzzles, Betty Page signs, Final Fantasy plush keychains, Hellboy 2 Not Mint figures, Mighty Mugs from Marvel, statues galore, something called Strike Witches Yoshika Mia Fuji statue. It's a girl with guns and armor and a foxtail. Well, we have it, and you can order it at entertainmentearth.com today. As we record, there is some news coming in from BotCon over in the Pasadena Convention Center. I would be there today, but I am not, so I don't know what to say there. New items being revealed include all of the souvenir set exclusives, which include Skyquake, and let me just pull up that list real quick for you. Where is it? The Sweeps, Skyquake, the Predacon Razorclaw, Alita 1. It looks like a pretty good mix of stuff, actually. The souvenirs are nice. I'm seeing pictures of the dealer room. There's going to be a pink ice cream truck, Transformers Movie RC toy, a 12-foot-tall Bumblebee statue is on display there. That's pretty sweet. Boy, that's a lot of neat stuff. And I guess they're still revealing new stuff. Also, a lot of things are being leaked to eBay, so they're going to be making a repaint of an upcoming Dead End toy called Nightbeat. It's in the blue and yellow colors, and it's an Autobot. And the Toys R Us exclusive Autobot Whirl and Decepticon Bludgeon set just got revealed. Oh, wait, I take that back. It got released in Canada right now, apparently. So I guess that means it could be in Toys R Us any day now. These are both movie molds, but they don't necessarily... Yeah, they're all right. But they are Toys R Us exclusives in Canada, apparently. So there you go. What else can I dig up? There's a comics panel going on. Yeah, that's about it so far. I'm trying to find more stuff to tell you about, but it does seem to be a fairly slow news morning while everyone goes there and takes their pictures. So don't forget to get your Banzai Tron if you're there, because it's awesome. And if you're there and you buy one and you don't want it, drop me a message, because I think I would be interested in such a wonderful thing. And the Razor Claw looks pretty cool, too. So it's a good week for Transformers fans. We'll probably have a wrap-up show next week just focusing on the new Revenge of the Fallen stuff. Oh, and there was also a BotCon customizing class. So if you went, you can make your own Shattered Glass Thunderclash. And the only picture I found of it so far doesn't seem to be working very well. But it's pretty neat. So there you go. I'm rambling, and you'd probably find better coverage if you went to the AllSpark or Altered States Magazine. Altered States Magazine always posts extensive coverage of all these great toy shows. So if you want to go to a good site, check it out. It's asmzine.com for Altered States Magazine. Let me double check that URL just because I might have told you the wrong thing. This is what you call when you get the last minute preparation on stuff. When you're adding things as you go, you never know what you're going to get. And apparently what you get is rambling. But yeah, they have 52 photos, mostly of the dealer room and some of the exclusives. So you'll want to check those out. Anyway, I will leave you guys because I have to record the remaining episodes of the show. So have a great weekend. Enjoy the next couple of shows. Don't forget, you can email me if you want. You can send me questions or whatever at adam.paulus@gmail.com, adam.paulus@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on MySpace. Just search for Entertainment Earth. And you can check out our new blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com. I think that's everything. Oh, wait, I'm wrong. They have a new catalog at Entertainment Earth. You can read it. It's full of great stuff. It should be hitting your mailbox very soon. If it doesn't, you'll get one with your next order. And you can also see the PDF file of the catalog if you go to entertainmentearth.com/shop.asp. So be sure to check out our catalog, because there's really no excuse. And there's a special offer in it, which you may want to see, particularly if you haven't ordered Joker Squad figures yet. It's probably worth your while to look in there and see what the offer is in the catalog, because it's a pretty good deal, and you will want to take advantage of it. I'm just saying, you might like it. It's kind of good. So anyway, I will talk to you all next time. Have a great weekend. Actually, next time could be starting in about 2 seconds, depending on the order you listen to these. So, goodbye.